Black Friday typically marks the official start of the holiday shopping season, but this year has been anything but typical. Store closures and fears of catching COVID-19 have driven many shoppers online. That's not good for local businesses, but as the Mountain West News Bureau's Maggie Mullen reports, necessity can be the mother of invention.
When Willow Belding goes holiday shopping, she likes to support local businesses. This year, though, it's meant calling stores up and asking this.
Okay, are you guys wearing masks? But are you really wearing masks? And like, what else are you doing?
She lives in Laramie, Wyoming, and masks were just mandated in her county, but not every person or business complies. Sometimes she goes to find out for herself, but that's often a crapshoot.
And then I look in and I see that the employees are not wearing masks, and I will literally turn around and leave, which is kind of awkward.
So she posts on Facebook, like, hey, does anyone know if people are masking up at such and such business? You've probably seen those posts from your own friends and family, maybe even written one yourself.
I mean, it's been happening since the beginning of the pandemic.
That's Seth McGee.
People have been trying to figure out what businesses are doing what or what they're not doing.
McGee also lives in Laramie, and all these social media posts actually gave him an idea. He was talking with a friend when both of them agreed. Wouldn't it be nice if there was one centralized place where you could go look and know this kind of stuff about businesses in Laramie? So McGee created a map.
Everything is overlaid on the existing Google Maps layout, so if you're familiar with that, that's what it looks like.
He then added color-coordinated plot points to the map for businesses that are following safety protocols. For example, a green plot point indicates that employees wear masks, while a purple one means customers must as well. And then, of course, you can click on that business and read about other precautions, like offering curbside pickup. McGee emphasizes that he doesn't want this tool to shame businesses or become political.
There's already, like, issues in like divide amongst people and their personal feelings about whether or not people want to wear masks or people should wear masks or what the government should or shouldn't be doing in terms of this. So that's why I wanted to have a sort of resource for those people who are concerned, who do have those issues, to be able to access it and be like, okay, this is what I can expect from these places.
The guide relies on businesses submitting the info themselves, so there is room for error. But McGee says he's had a lot of positive feedback. Eric Krasonic teaches in the business school at the University of Wyoming. We talk over Zoom, and I have him pull the map up and tell me his first impression of it.
It demonstrates the ways in which consumers will take it upon themselves to create things that the marketplace is not providing for them. That, to me, is the really cool and fascinating thing here.
Krasonic says because there hasn't been a top-down approach to dealing with the pandemic, that's left some consumers feeling anxious or uncertain about a lot of things, including entering businesses.
This kind of alleviates some of that anxiety and gives more information and power to the consumer to make an educated choice, which is ultimately what consumers want.
At the same time, he says how exactly this map will be used or whether or not it could drum up business for the stores listed is hard to say.
This may encourage some people that are against mask regulations to look at this list and decide which businesses they don't want to give their money to.
Both Krasonic and McGee say they haven't seen any similar guides nationwide. But McGee says for any communities that want to start their own COVID-19 precaution shopping guide, he's happy to help. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Maggie Mullen.